This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. My first guest, first of all, I want to just say thank you for your wonderful service, Brian Buckley. Brian was a special operations team commander with Marine Raiders. He led multiple teams in deployment to Operation Enduring Freedom. I just can't even believe the work that you have done to help your fellow veterans. But we are still losing daily so many people to suicide. And so you have created a new project, and it is called the Battle Brothers Foundation. And Brian, welcome, and tell us what this is and your mission.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for your kind words. Honestly, the pleasure is all mine, and I just appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to serve our nation. In terms of Battle Brothers Foundation, we started this up back in 2016 when we just started noticing what was going on with our veterans in terms of the suicide and opioid epidemic. And then during kind of the journey of having Battle Brothers, one of our other co-founders for our for-purpose company, Hellman Valley Growers Company, and another Marine Raider with me, Andy Myers, he was the one telling me the benefits of medical cannabis and how well it was helping him, and even said to the point it helped him give up a fifth of Jack for a joint. So we thought we had something pretty profound, had an opportunity to meet with some members of the United States Congress, and I just said, what do we need to do in order to get medical cannabis into our VA medical system? And they said, if you guys can get data and get American doctors, you're going to have a good argument. And we've been able to do that, where we've partnered with a firm out of Israel called Niomedic Healthcare Research Services, and we also brought on doctors from the University of California at Irvine. And we're about to do our first institutional review board approved study this summer. And the significance of the IRB means that we have been cleared to conduct human trials with medical cannabis. So we're really excited about what we really feel strongly we're going to prove here and the help that we're going to provide our fellow veterans.
I just can't believe that you got approval. This is mind blowing. Good for you. I don't know how you got it through, but I don't know how you did it, but you did it. Okay, let's go back a little bit. Tell us about, because I've always mentioned Israel on the show. Mm-hmm. They've always been leaders in the world of cannabis.
Yeah.
Tell us a little.
It's tremendous. The team that we fell in on, I always tell people never make a comfort-based decision, and I got invited to a UCLA cannabis symposium. I believe it was back in 2017, and I was up in Los Angeles that day just trying to raise money and trying to somehow figure out how we're going to put this together. And my bed in San Diego was looking really good, but I'm like, hey, you got invited to this thing, follow through on your word. And when I went out for a coffee break, I met Alon Blatt from Niomedic, and we just hit it off right away, and I told him about what we wanted to do. And he told me more about Niomedic, and you can actually see some of the footage of what they had done. Sanjay Gupta from CNN went out there and interviewed them, and Montel Williams was out there and interviewed them. And Niomedic really took a hard look at their senior citizen community, and just seeing, the elderly were just kind of gripped up in chairs and not really having much, great of a life. And they said, instead of pumping them up full of opiates, why don't we try some medical cannabis and see what it does? And it literally looks like that movie Awakening with Robin Williams and Robert De Niro, where they're just coming back to life and you're seeing their eyes moving and they're engaging and they're doing more things, and that's where they really start seeing the benefits. And they got a lot more progressive to the point now they're even working with their active duty military that if they hit, you know, get hit by a blast wave, say like an IED or a bomb goes off by them, they'll administer medical cannabis because it helps reduce the brain swelling and speeds up the recovery. So they really are just doing some progressive things and are, you know, maybe 2 to 3 decades ahead of us. But it's great because they're very willing to open up and share the magic of the plant and what they have learned and work with their American counterparts. And I just think in the next couple of years are just going to be really exciting times in American medical history.
You know, I just want people to understand the power of this plant. And I stress so much on this program, Brian, that it's not about passing the joint around. It's not about getting high. But there are medicinal properties that our endocannabinoid system is really thirsty for that nothing else will fill but cannabis.
You're exactly right. And, you know, that's part of the thing where, you know, when we were talking with members of Congress and other people who, you know, are let's just call it, they're just non-believers, and I understand it. I was there once at one point. But you just have an educational talk with them. You show the science behind it. And what we're doing is going to be a microdosing. So we fully anticipate there's going to be a couple variants of our medical cultivar that we develop where it's going to be a daytime where, you know, perhaps you're the tincture, you just take a little bit in the morning and it gets you going. You're not going to feel the psychedelic effects or euphoric high. It's just going to be enough of the THC to get the medicine into your endocannabinoid system and let it do what it has to do. Now, we are seeing with veterans that we're studying with, you know, they need a higher dose of THC at nighttime to help put them down and keep them down. You know, if you get up in the middle of the night to do something, you're able to go right back to bed and, you know, hit the pillow and close your eyes. So we are seeing a little different things there. But, yeah, that's kind of stigma you want to break through. It's just not a bunch of people sitting around passing a joint, which there's nothing wrong with that. But this, there's so much medical value. So instead of giving people the VA cocktail of 15 different pills, you might be able to solve it just with one formulation from the plant.
And they're also putting together the CBD and all of the different forms of the CBD to see if that, along with the THC, might be beneficial. I mean, this is very complicated science, and that's why you need to have scientists and doctors that know what they're doing.
Oh, 100%. I make it very clear. I'm just a guy with the ideas. You know, the medical team behind me is the one doing all the magic, and they're just a great group of people. You know, we're really thrilled. Our head research doctor is Dr. Victor Novak, and he at one point was head of Harvard's Clinical Research Institute. He's done a bunch of FDA trials, and he's studied with Mashulam, and he's just a great guy who's been a tremendous leader to kind of guide us through this path of the most effective way to you know, accomplish this mission. So we're just really blessed on that part.
I have to tell you, your list of the board of directors and partners is very impressive.
Yeah. No, there's some great Americans who just want to, you know, do some good and help out our veterans, and it's just a tremendous honor to be around them.
So former football players, NFL, I mean, very impressive list of those people that are on the board that are passionate about this. Let me ask you, how many years ago did you come up with this idea?
This was at the end of 2016. You know, we had a pretty rough deployment in the summer of 2012 in the Helmand province in Afghanistan, and, you know, lost some really good guys, and a lot of us got, you know, banged up during that deployment. So it was just kind of a, you know, it's kind of hard to describe. It was just different. You know, we were just trying to comprehend what was going on. There was probably more drinking than needed to be happening. And, you know, like I said, it was kind of Andy Myers who's just like, I gave up a fifth of Jack for a joint, and this is what it's doing for me. And then when I tried it, it really felt like my soul was returning back to my body. I mean, I was able to get a full night of sleep. And that's when we're like, hey, we got something here, and let's figure out a way to get down this path and make it happen and help out the rest of our veterans. So it's a... It's been a quick 5 years, but not really a quick 5 years, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it does make sense. And the fact that there are 22 to 30 veterans that are committing suicide daily, and they say that number is really not true. It's higher. Is that, what are your thoughts about that number, Brian?
Yeah, I could understand where you're coming from, because sometimes they might deem it a car accident, but that individual wanted to drive their car off a cliff to commit suicide. So there are things that are kind of watered down, but. You know, I always tell people, you know, one a day is too many. One a year, one forever is too many. And we got to help.
But every month, losing this, yes. We will take a quick break. Brian Buckley is our guest today. I love this story. This is such cutting edge. Empowering American Veterans, and the BattleBrothersFoundation.org is the website. And their mission, when we come back, is just outstanding, and Brian will be back with us in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Cannabis Talk A to Z in Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. So glad you're with us today, and what a fascinating conversation we are having with one of the founders of the Battle Brothers Foundation, Brian Buckley. And Brian also was deployed to... He was a Marine, and my gosh, your background is so extensive. We wouldn't have enough time if I read all of your background, but thank you for your service and for all the work that you've done and trying to protect us and our freedoms and our rights, because those are very, it's very important. Battle Brothers Foundation has a mission, and it's more than just helping with cannabis, although that's part of the study, but it's also empowering American veterans. And this is, so tell it, for those that are just joining us, because we have people that come in and out during the show, and just share with us what you're up to right now in this clinical study that you're embarking on.
Yeah, so we were just approved in February for Institutional Review Board, which means we've been approved to conduct human trials, and we're going to do so with medical cannabis. And the study will be to see if medical cannabis can reduce the symptoms of post-traumatic stress. This first one will be with 60 veterans here in California. People ask, why only California? Our lead researcher, Dr. Victor Novak, I mean, he probably said it best. He's like, this is practicing medicine. This is something new. And we just want to make sure we kind of dial this in correctly. He goes, last thing we want to do is have a veteran from New York having to fly back into Southern California because we need to do something else with them. But once we get through this first study, we feel very confident we'll have a pretty solid idea of what formulation has been working best with veterans and their post-traumatic stress. We'll go back, we'll develop that, we'll apply and most likely get approved for another IRB. We'll do a more robust 200 veteran study with that formulation. And once that hits, we would move it into a second state, do another IRB study with a more of a retrospective just to validate our formulation, show very little, if any, deviation. And then at that point, we're ready to go back in front of Congress and say, here's your data and here's your American doctors. Can we proceed with FDA trials? And we'll see where we can go from there.
And isn't this wonderful that it is being done? Because a lot of people have said, where's the evidence? Where's the information? Where's this? Where's that? You know, we don't have clinical studies. Hello, we do. We do. And this is just so exciting, so exciting. But tell us about the foundation. This isn't just about this trial. There's other components and housing and general well-being. And share with us about the foundation.
Yeah, you know, I will never tell anyone that, hey, you're a veteran, you're in need, you need cannabis. We wanted to develop Battle Brothers with a more holistic approach and to meet the needs of the individual veteran. So, you know, we do a personal, medical, and economic type of a tier approach where personal, if you have an active duty service member ready to transition out of the military, we assign them another Battle Brother. It's kind of like a big brother, big sister network. Just someone there you can talk to, because transitioning out of the military is a lot more difficult than I think people give credit to. On the medical side, we obviously were doing medical cannabis research. We also help out with VA disability claims, so if a veteran didn't get the VA disability rating they felt they deserved, we can take a look at it and see if we can enhance their rating. Also, if a veteran is suffering from opiate addiction, alcoholism, post-traumatic stress, or all of the above, we are able to get veterans free of charge into treatment centers just to let them take a knee and kind of recalibrate themselves and get back out in the world and do some great things. And then the last part is the economic side of job placement. You know, it's like the high school guidance counselor. You got $1 million. What do you want to do with your life? We want to find out what that veteran, what their passion is, what they want to do, and help them have a, get to find a job so they have the same sense of purpose like they did while serving in the military, with the hopes of avoiding a mistake that they can't come back from. So that's kind of Battle Brothers wrapped up in a, you know, a quick elevator pitch for you.
And so tell us about the funding. How do you get funding for the services that you're creating?
Yeah, so with for our medical cannabis research, we do have what we call a for-profit, but we call it a for-purpose company, Hellman Valley Growers Company. It is a cannabis brand out here in California where we donate 100% of our profits back to our veteran medical cannabis research. So, for example, the study design for our research cost about $50,000. The first $50,000 of profits we received back from Hellman Valley Growers Company, we put right into our research to get that going. We also do work with other organizations who will donate to us. A lot of it's been self-funding as well, just having events when we can, and then people just throwing in money. But, you know, I think now people are starting to see, you know, that we are the real deal. We've done some great things for veterans in terms of VA disability ratings. And then once we got approved for an IRB, you know, it kind of sent a message to everyone. This is just not some veteran organization trying to take money and not do good with it. You know, these guys are the real deal, and we're just really excited about that.
Yeah, they are. I am, too. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you. It's such a great story. It's such a great American story, isn't it? It really is. And I think it's also taking the stigma away. And I also want people to understand that the adverse reaction to many people about cannabis, you know, that negative reaction right away, is absolutely unfounded when you hear stories like this where medical cannabis can be so helpful in changing lives and saving lives. And we can't stress that enough. And we have many doctors, Brian, who come on this show who have said that, you know, that this is really critical in their fight to get off the opioids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's you know, to kind of leave you guys with one thought that we've, you know, kind of model ourselves by is, you know, we always ask ourselves, what have we done for a veteran today? And, you know, I was talking with a couple people the other week about, you know, what it's like what we're going through. And I'm like, hey, during times of war, the military will fight the battles and the politicians have to make the peace. And I'm like, but everyone wants the peace and no one more than the men and women on the ground fighting, but it's a very delicate dance and you got to make sure the conditions are set. And with what we're doing with our cannabis research, we got the weight. We're going to put it on our back and we're going to take this thing as far as we can. But then when we meet the conditions on the battlefield, we're going to turn to our political representatives and say, we've done our part. Now it's time for you to make the peace.
Absolutely.
Like the sense of just peace, but let these great men and women live the peace that they deserve to have. So that's what we're real excited about.
Battle Brothers Foundation, remember that name. We will have Brian back and give us updates because this is just one of the most exciting stories I've covered on this show. And congratulations, Brian. Thanks so much for stopping by today. And again, it's battlebrothersfoundation.org. And we will take a quick break and be right back. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Okay, so you hear me all the time talk on this show that when you buy some CBD, where does it come from? There is such a range of products. Unfortunately, we as consumers need to become educated. What are we buying? Are we buying hemp? Are we buying just hemp oil that we're assuming it's CBD? Are we buying isolate? I mean, there are lots of properties involved in this conversation. If you are in a convenience store and there is CBD on the shelf, you have to wonder the price point and if there really are the ingredients in it. The Farm Bill allowed many people to get into this arena. And so it's really difficult to know what you're getting. And that's why we need Tim, because Tim Cash is with us. And Tim is the co-founder of Origo Labs. They are forefront leaders of hemp testing. And we are so excited to have you with us, Tim.
Yes, thank you for having me, Frankie. I appreciate it.
So where do we even begin? Because not all hemp is the same. Not all CBD is the same. And explain to us the distinctions and what we should be looking for. How do we know if we're getting the real deal and all of those things?
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's a lot to kind of digest there, but you know, or at least a lot to talk about. But I think kind of where to start out as is, you kind of touched on it first, was what's the education portion. I think just having an educated consumer and getting them to understand, you know, really what the testing requirements are around hemp and CBD right now. You know, it's pretty bare. You know, at least from the federal level, all they're required to test for is, you know, right now just for potency to make sure it's below the 0.3% Delta 9 THC. You know, what we're finding is, you know, there's a lot of, you know, smokable hemp product out there or oil, or some of these other infused edible products, that aren't going through the gambit of testing that should be done. You know, the microbiological impurities test, the heavy metals, you know, the residual solvents, all of that stuff. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I don't think consumers are necessarily aware of. They just, I think, inherently have this trust in brands and companies without in the industry that, you know, they have this trust in them that they're doing the right things, they're testing for everything, and they wouldn't give anybody anything that's harmful, you know, to them to consume. You know, unfortunately, what we've seen out there, it's more on the Delta 8 side, you know, in terms of the CBD market, that's kind of the hot topic right now of what's going on out there. You know, what we're seeing is a lot of Delta 8 products has Delta 9 in it, over the legal thresholds of it. And you know, basically, you know, for whatever reason, those test results are being conveyed to consumers. And, that's a risk all in itself. But, you know, we've actually pulled product off of the shelves, here, you know, and you know, purchased D8, you know, vape cartridges, concentrates, waxes, purchased them and tested them in house, and just, you know, see, hey, what's actually in these things. We were baffled by what we saw. I mean, we were seeing hexane was in there. We were seeing some heavy metals in there. It was about seven times over the legal action limit of Delta 9 in there. It was ridiculous what was being sold out there, especially after.
So Tim, how do we know we're getting the right product? How do we know? It's bad enough that we don't even understand dosing. We don't understand the dosing story. We don't even understand if tinctures are better than capsules, what works faster. You know, there are so many unknowns as consumers that just is not being addressed. And the frustration that I get doing this radio show is numerous people, when they know I do this radio show, ask me, Frankie, I don't know what to take. I don't know how to dose. I don't know what brand I should get. I don't know if I should be taking a capsule versus a tincture. I don't know how to do this.
And the short answer for you is it impacts everybody differently, and that's not the answer everybody wants to hear. There are general guidelines, but again, that research is very, very thin in terms of what's available and what's out there. So you're 100% correct. It's, you know, where the industry needs to get to, and you know, we're trying to drive it as a, you know, a compliance testing lab here, an analytical testing lab. You know, we're trying to drive this industry, you know, to that, at least from the testing side of things, more on the pharmaceutical and med device grade of testing that is being done out there, at the pharma level, at least. That's where we want to elevate this to and have the research to back that up. You know, when you're talking about bioavailability and absorption rate, you know, what's the best form of, you know, for whatever your genetics are. I know there's currently companies out there. I think, again, they're very early on in their infancy and technology stages, but there's companies that are taking like a, you know, 23andMe, genetics genome map of your genetics of your DNA. And then it's kind of matching it up to, you know, how your body would react to certain cannabinoids.
Yeah, that's so exciting, Tim. Wow, that's awesome.
It's really, really cool stuff that's going on. It's just, to your point from earlier, the technology is not quite there yet. The research isn't quite there yet. We're a little bit away from that, but the industry is definitely driving towards that for sure. And to answer your first question of, you know, as a consumer, how do you know the product that you're getting is safe for consumption? I would always request a certificate of analysis. I would always go to the brand's website and make sure that, you know, they're being fully transparent, that, you know, they have their COAs by a batch number. So what we've seen oftentimes is somebody will test, you know, their formulation essentially, and they'll pass that COA off for the rest of the year, for all the products that they've produced for the rest of the year. So you want to really, as a consumer, look to make sure that, hey, is this manufacturer testing it at a batch level, and then comparing what your batch number on your product that you purchased to that COA that you're purchasing, and just making sure that it matches up. That's just a general guideline, but, you know, getting in the habit of looking at the COAs, going through that, understanding what they mean. On our website, we've got a understanding of COA page that kind of has just a little interactive. You hover over some dots, and it kind of gives you some additional information. On our COAs, at least, and, you know, it's generalized throughout the industry, so you could use it, at least that information, you know, for whatever COAs you get as a consumer. But the information's out there. It's available. It's just consumers have to, you know, basically understand that they got to ask for it or actively seek out and look for it, because, unfortunately, with this industry and the market that we're playing in, it's, you know, people will, you know, hide what they need to and only show what they want.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you on, Tim. That exactly the point. And everybody, you know, we know that capsules have to pass through your digestive system, so, you know, they take effect more gradually, and most people experience the mellow, and where the drops, on the other hand, absorb more directly when taken under your tongue, and that means they take effect more immediately. So you can feel the effects within 15 minutes, where the capsules take longer because they have to go through your digestive system. So little things like that, you know, we should be talking about it all the time, and we don't. So as a consumer, once again, we are in the driver's seat. We need to look at where is this product coming from. And as you said, make sure you can find out from the company what is in your product. You have that right. And every company should give you that information. And if they're not giving you the information, then something is wrong. And that's what your company does, is doing all the testing to make sure that we're getting quality product.
Yep, getting quality product. And you hit the nail on the head there. You know, just being fully transparent. You know, being fully open and transparent with our customers, with our clients, our consumers.
Absolutely.
And being able to provide, Tim, and get this. Get that information on the
Absolutely. Fingertip. We're almost out of time, but do me a favor. Give us the website, please.
Yep, it's theorigolab.com.
Wonderful. Great information. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And you can always find us on Spotify or iTunes. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And another breaking news story, because this is so exciting. What a show this is today. Hydro Flower has signed host city agreement with Turner Falls to open cannabis cultivation facility this summer. And joining us to discuss this, because there really is a deficiency in cannabis in the state of Massachusetts, I'm not kidding, it really is true, and joining us today from the extraordinary company putting this all together, is Ryan Ward. And Ryan, tell us about Hydro Flower and what this is all about.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And, I'm glad to be here. So Hydro Flower, what we're doing in Massachusetts is we actually have a 150,000 square foot mill that is hydro powered. So, you know, really for us, it's a win-win because, we're able to really harness, you know, nature in helping to power our plants. So for us, we're excited by that. And if you look at Massachusetts, you know, a lot of people are in need of good, high quality products, and that's what we plan on being able to bring to them is, you know, really premium flower, premium concentrate, and some, you know, amazing edibles. So we couldn't be more thrilled to get up and running in Massachusetts and continue to get our brand out there and let people try our high grade products.
Give me some background information about using an old mill. Was it an existing mill at Turner Falls?
It was. So it was it's a mill from actually the 1800s.
How cool is that? Yeah, pretty cool is that.
It's super exciting there.
And Turner Falls Canal and the Connecticut River are part of it. It's really very, very exciting. Very, very exciting to use technology that was used in the 1800s. Can you imagine?
It's wild. And it used to be an old paper mill. And, you know, that's obviously, that was a very old, dirty business. So we're excited to bring it back to life. And Turner's Falls and Montague, which is the kind of the town there, is just kind of a beautiful town and great people and wonderful, you know, kind of a very artsy kind of place to be. So we couldn't be more thrilled to have an awesome, awesome partnering town to be in.
Yes. So what eventually will happen this summer?
So eventually this summer we're going to begin the build-out, you know, basically redoing everything on the inside of the mill, getting, you know, nice flower rooms together, and begin growing a handful of our high-quality strains. Some of them include, for instance, like a mimosa, root beer float, banana OG. So some of these products, we can't wait to kind of get out into the Massachusetts market and allow the customers to tell us what they think.
And so this is going to be a dispensary that will be able to do medical and recreational, or just recreational?
So it's actually going to be just a cultivation and
medical. Oh, just cultivation.
So we're going to have our product in everybody else's dispensaries because dispensaries
that's so cool. Yeah.
Supply.
So I've heard that first of all, it took a very long time for things to get up and running in Massachusetts to begin with, didn't it?
Absolutely. It took a long time, and it was a pretty slow process in Massachusetts. They're trying to do it right. They're trying to be careful in how they regulate it, but, you know, like a lot of things, I think when people don't understand it, oftentimes they over-regulate it. And I think that added to the delay in getting everything going in Massachusetts.
And so where are we today? Is it better? Is it flowing better? I know that I was very excited to see right here in Brockton, which is, you know, for people that are listening all over the country in different parts of the country, you have to remember, it is Massachusetts. It's very parochial, and, you know, it's old school in many ways. The blue laws are they're still in existence in this state, believe it or not. You cannot buy alcohol 24/7 in this state. You just can't. And there are dry towns and all of that. I mean, you have no idea what we're dealing with here. But bottom line is that you will be able to cultivate. And how many acres do you have?
So we actually have a 150,000 square foot building.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So we're certainly phasing it in because we're going to have a lab where we can do, you know, some great extractions and batters and products like that. And then we're also going to have a great kitchen for, you know, producing some really good edibles, some really good gummies, hard candies, and some of those wonderful products. Because, you know, everyone likes to consume it differently.
Right. Exactly. And having that option, congratulations on all of this, because not an easy thing to do, but imagine being in a 150 square foot hydro dam powered building, Turner Falls, Mass. And how fortunate are we in Massachusetts to now have this available? So thank you for for the hard work and for all that you're doing with your team, and all the years of cultivating that you have behind you. Yes,
absolutely. Well, we're excited by it, and we'd love to have you come by, hopefully, you know, post-COVID era, and get you in, and you can actually see the product live and give us your opinion.
Absolutely. And give us the website, please.
Sure. If you go to eccannabis.com, so it's eccannabis.com, you'll get to see some of our products, and you'll be able to get all the updates.
Wonderful. And realistically, what's the timeline, Ryan?
We'd love to have products starting to have in dispensaries in, call it late fall, early winter.
Yeah. People don't realize it. It's just not like snap your finger and that's it. We got to run. Thank you so much, Ryan. Congratulations. And thank all of you. This has been. And another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
That's the time. You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying?
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.